Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It is June 8th, 2018. We've been off for a couple weeks, but Ann, Carter, and I are back, and hopefully, maybe not better than ever, but hopefully better than your expectations. We're excited. It's been quite a fun week. We started off the week, Ann and I, by taking a road trip to Chicago. We drove all the way to Chicago for the Internet Retailers Conference and Exhibition. We'll be recapping that for you as well. And along that very long, almost 6-hour road trip, we had a ton of time to talk about the great news stories of this week. And I gotta tell you, there is some really, really cool stuff. We're gonna hit all of it in the After the Five as well, so you should be sure to stick around for that because I think that promises to be one of our most fun and exciting conversations to date. I'm also excited this week because we have a new sponsor here at OmniTalk, and that sponsor is Uberall. Uberall converts mobile searches into sales through the power of location marketing across all of a retailer's platforms. If you're interested, contact Uberall today to maximize revenue across all your locations everywhere. All right, this first headline is super, super exciting. It's like Cher's closet in Clueless is coming to life. Or as I like to say, it's like having Queer Eye for the Straight Guy in my house every single day. It's unbelievable. And I don't know if you saw it, but it's about Amazon's new Echo look. The way this thing works is it's like Amazon Alexa for your closet. You put the Echo look in your closet and you have the ability to take pictures and 6-second videos of everything that you have in your wardrobe so that you can create your own personal catalog. And then what Amazon will do is they'll make recommendations on the different outfits you wear using AI and based on what they know is popular in the industry and what best fits you over time. It's truly, truly stunning. There's a great article in the Fast Five. I highly encourage you to read it. Ann and I are already talking about buying one of these things, and so we'll be reporting back on it ourselves because we think you guys are going to find it incredibly interesting. This one could literally change my life, especially. All right, number two, and very, very germane to that discussion, is something else that got a lot of fanfare this week, and that's Jet Black. So Walmart announced that they're offering a new service they're calling Jet Black, which is essentially a personal concierge for the upper crust of New York society. That's right, yes, Walmart and the upper crust of New York society. Here's the way it works. For the very low, low price of $50 a month, and if you happen to have a doorman in your building, yeah, you heard that right, you have to have a doorman in your building, Walmart will actually enable you to text message the Jet Black service for different products or different service requests. And then in response to that message, Walmart will handpick 3 things that thinks it best suits you based on knowing you. And you can have those then delivered to your house same day. Sounds pretty great, right? Yeah, you know what else it sounds like? It sounds like a freaking Alexa. It sounds like a voice-activated shopping experience. Why do I need that? I can pay so much less for an Alexa to put in my house, use voice versus $50 a month. Oh, and by the way, I don't have a doorman, Walmart. So I don't understand how that helps. And I don't understand where this is going long term. I don't understand how it works with your brand. Again, this just sounds like another one of your PR schemes coming out of store number 8. I cannot wait until the checks on all these things have to be cashed by store number 8. Okay, third up. This one's super exciting too. Love this. This one is about one word. And that word, wait for it, gravy. That's right, gravy. I don't know if you heard about this, but Gravy is a small startup out of Wisconsin. We've been talking about the Livestream HQ Trivia app for some time here at OmniTalk, and Gravy works in a very similar way. So HQ is basically a Livestream Trivia app, which basically brings game shows into your home and makes everyone a contestant. Gravy is essentially The Price is Right, similarly, meeting QVC. So it takes the fever of the deal and brings it right into your home at the same time every day. Great products are on display, price ticker starts counting down, euphoria starts to happen, and people buy it and buy those products until they go out of stock. It's a really cool idea. It's a really cool marketing platform. It's a really fun and exciting way to shop every single day. I think you're going to see more of these types of live stream apps as the months go on. I highly encourage you to check it out. We've got a demo of it as well in the Fast Five. All right, closing us out. Last two stories. Number 4, HelloFresh. Not surprisingly, again, we see another meal kit provider forming a partnership with a grocery store. This time it's HelloFresh with Giant Food and Stop and Shop. Again, we're seeing it all the time. It tells you there's something wrong with this business model inherently. And again, this type of partnership really doesn't make sense. Meal kits have been around for centuries. And at the end of the day, you're still paying $14.99 to $19.99 to take a meal kit home. when the entire panorama of a grocery experience is right in front of your eyes and is far, far cheaper when you've already made that trip to the grocery store. Let alone the fact that the frozen aisle is just a few steps away where you can buy another type of meal kit or a frozen meal kit or a Bertolli or something like that for probably $9.99. Again, the model doesn't make sense. There are much simpler and better ways. I've highlighted some of these before on OmniTalk, things like recipe solutions a la mixed recipes. If you haven't seen that, you should check that out as well. All right, lastly, story number five, and this one's a little bit of an homage. Starbucks founder Howard Schultz decided to resign from his role as executive chairman. Now, this comes on the heels of him stepping down as CEO, and he's now, rumor has it, potentially even going to run for office. OmniTalk just wants to take a second to say thank you, Howard, for everything you created in Starbucks. From entrepreneurs like me and many others everywhere who use Starbucks as their office daily, we cannot thank you enough. You've really left your mark on retail. All right, that closes us out for the week. As I said before, be sure to stick around for the After the Five. I think this one could get really crazy. And of course, also, in terms of our sponsor, Uberall, be sure to check out my new series, The Curious Case of Location-Based Marketing in a Mobile World. It's a three-part series. Part two comes out next week. It's called The New Mental Gymnastics of Mobile Retailing. I hope you check it out. It's a piece I loved writing, and I'd love to hear your feedback on it. So as always, be careful out there.